You forgot the first rule of remakes, Jill. Don't fuck with the original.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't F with the Original. I am Dimitri, editor-in-chief of Idiomatic.com and movie critic.
And I'm Nicholas, I do a video games review for Idiomatic.
Yes, and you also put your plurals and adjectives all backwards, apparently.
Why not? English is a living language, man. You can do whatever you want.
Yes, that's exactly what that means. As a linguist and editor, that does not bother me at all. Today we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more in your field of expertise, isn't it? Yes, isn't it? Isn't it the right way to continue that sentence? Hey, we're doing great!
Yes, we are! Because we're talking about video games remakes.
Yes, video game remakes, because again, this is Don't F with the Original, and we're trying to broaden the spectrum so as not to repeat the same podcast about movies. So yeah, video games is what we're going to talk about, and since I am not really... I'm not really a very big gamer. There was an article somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to have a lot more insight than I have to offer on this one.
I don't know. You do enjoy video games. You know what you like. I mean, a gamer does not mean an all-encompassing god that can play every game possible.
That's a loser.
Yeah. What? Good point. You know, even I as a gamer have kind of a revulsion for first-person shooters.
Okay.
I don't enjoy the gameplay, and all of them kind of make me nauseous, probably because of medical condition. So I don't really go for first-person shooters. I enjoy other type of games. So a gamer does not necessarily mean you're an expert in every field of gaming.
Yes, but it probably means somebody that plays video games for more than about 3 days in a year.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, well, so what we're going to talk about specifically, we're going to talk about the video game remakes, what they are, what we're looking for in them, and if we think they're a good idea. But before we get to all of that, let's start with something I like to call show and tell. And that's when we recommend a little something for you. And since we're talking about video game remakes, we're going to recommend exactly that. Why don't you get us started, Nick?
Well, I recommend Final Fantasy VI for the Game Boy Advance, which is a remake of Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo. It was the sixth one in Japan. That's why it's called Final Fantasy VI. It's the same game, better graphics. They improved the graphics, even though it's on the Game Boy. They fixed a lot of bugs. The music is still the same. And they added an extra dungeon at the end. So if you're a really hardcore Final Fantasy gamer and you think, oh, you're all that great and you can beat the game with your eyes closed, well, that extra dungeon at the end there is kind of tricky. It's pretty hard to complete. And it's a nice bonus of saying, you know, you think you're that great, try and do this.
Yeah, and for those of you who are going, hey Nick, where the heck do you think I'm going to get a Game Boy Advance in 2011? Well, we'd like to remind you that the Nintendo 3DS is actually opening an online store where you can download old games, and that's probably going to be in that library, so...
Yeah.
We're not nearly as irrelevant as we look. actually, I'm also going to go into the handheld for my recommendation, and my recommendation is The Legend of Zelda Link's Adventure DX. That was a game that was created to launch the Game Boy Color, because the original one was just for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
So it's a remake of a really great game to begin with. The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening is, I think, my favorite Zelda game, because it's so full of terrific humor. This is a game where if you manage to steal items from the shop for the rest of the game, people call you thief. It's great, and people treat you differently throughout the game because of that.
Nice.
Yeah, and the DX version has added all kinds of things. They added two dungeons. They added a shop where you can take photo throughout the game, and that shop owner is the subject of so many jokes that are spread throughout the game. It's hilarious, especially if you're a thief.
Okay.
Because he takes pictures of you throughout the game, and they can be pretty funny, but if you're a thief, he goes out of his way to catch you thieving from the rest of the game. And he becomes sort of a tabloid journalist where he catches moments of the game but frames them in a way where you look like a thief even though you're not. It's hilarious stuff.
Nice.
It's just a great Zelda game for those people who play video games like this, and Link is pretty cute, so if you're more into the sense of humor into that, it's just such a great game.
Okay.
All right, well, that's it for our recommendations. Let's get started with a little our conversation proper.
All right.
First of all, the concept of a video game remake, I think, is not necessarily as clear as a movie remake or even a cover song. That's sort of easily distinguishable I think because video games, sort of, when you make a sequel of a video game, essentially you just make the same game but sort of improve the mechanics most of the time.
Yeah. So a remake would be the same gameplay, the same recognizable levels. You feel there's just some improvement to the game because maybe the console is better now, or, you know, the time, like, you go from the old NES that's 8-bit to something that looks a lot better, or you improve the sound. Again, going from 8-bit music to something a lot better. That's what I think of as a remake. You still have the feel of the original game. It just looks a lot better. And you have some bonus features probably in it.
But first of all, you said better than 8-bit music, and you just lost me completely. There is no such thing.
Well, yeah, if you're making a remake and you're replacing, you know, some 8-bit music with, like, MP3s of, you know, real music, you're kind of losing it. But you've seen some improvement of the music going from 8-bit of the Nintendo to the Super Nintendo. I think the Super Nintendo music was a lot better. There is some classic stuff on the NES, but the Super NES is, I think, the better music. And afterwards, games started using MP3s, and that's just where they lost me with the music. And I usually just turn off the music and listen to my own 80s music instead.
I have no idea what you're talking about, because my MP3 player is filled with MIDI files.
Awesome.
But what's the difference between a remake and a sequel in that case? You know, like, what's the difference between Contra 3 and a remake of Contra, for example?
Remake of Contra would have kind of the same levels. Levels are very, very recognizable. You would play Contra the original, and then you would play the remake and say, yeah, this is this level and this is that level. You could recognize that. Although, I mean, differentiate from a sequel, if it's a bad sequel, you can also kind of recognize the levels. So that's a hard thing to do. Very lazy game programmers, and you're like, yeah, this is the same level. You can see a movie online of somebody playing Mega Man 2, 3, 4, and 5 at the same time. And he's, for one input, he's beating the four games at the same time. So that's lazy programming there. And it's kind of, are they remakes? Are they the same game? What's happening there? Mm. They're sequels in theory, but the guy is playing the same game with the same, you know, input. So yeah, I mean, I would think, you know, levels, they have to be similar, at least. Maybe not exactly the same, add some difficulty or stuff like that. But you have to recognize the level and the feel of the game.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, because, for example, we take New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which has been marketed as a remake of New Super Mario Bros. For the DS.
Yeah.
And they go through more or less the same map, but it has some significant differences in the fact that some of the items are not even the same.
Okay.
Like, the main item in the DS version is a blue shell that allows you to go through the stage and destroy everything.
Okay.
And spin like a top. And in the Wii version, it's a helicopter hat that you have to move the remote for your guy to fly. And because those items are so different, the stage design is also adapted to that. So to some degree, it's like, it's a remake of it, but it really has nothing in common with it, except that it's a Mario game and all the trappings that come with that. And the general map is similar.
Okay. The general map, but do you recognize, like, from level to level? So you're playing the first level on DS, and you would play the first level on the Wii. You recognize, okay, this is roughly what they did here, and they changed it because of that?
Well, the worlds are the same.
Okay.
The first level is very similar, but the other levels, it becomes more and more different because it's adapted to the items. But the worlds are the same. You know, the second world is the sand world, and it's still the sand world in both games.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
I'm guessing that'd be a remake because they had a different way of you playing. Now, you move the remote to use it. You couldn't have that possibility with the DS. I haven't played the DS one, so I can't really comment on that. But if you have the same, you know, feel that, yeah, it's in the same spirit of, you know, having Mario go
from left to right.
From left to right, but in the same worlds, kind of in the same order, had doing the same things. I could see it as a remake. Mm. And if they say it's a remake, it's a big help.
Yeah, and that's the thing with video games. I mean, with story-based ones, like, I'm thinking of Resident Evil, which they did a remake of the first Resident Evil, for the obvious reason that the voice acting in the original one is so hilariously bad.
Okay.
And they sort of redid the entire graphic. They're not, you know, you can tell right away that it's a remake because it's the same story, because Resident Evil is very plot-based.
Yeah.
But with games where it's just more, like, gameplay-oriented, I feel to a certain degree, what's the difference between a remake and a sequel? Whatever the marketer tells you.
That's a good point. Because, I mean, the story base, when you think about Mario, go rescue the princess. Well, that's a story that's pretty much been constant through every Mario, except Mario Bros. 2. But through every Mario, you know, go rescue the princess. Okay. So they're all remakes of each other.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. You could easily argue that, you know?
Yeah, but...
But they are definitely marketed as sequels, except for New Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
We.
Indeed.
I guess now that we've clearly identified what a video game remake is, by which we, I mean, we pass the buck to the marketers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, how do you feel about those remakes? Like, how... Yeah.
It really depends on the game. It's on the game-to-game basis, really. I mentioned Final Fantasy VI and all the other Final Fantasies that they released for Game Boy Advance. A lot of, they're all remakes, but a lot of those were not available to North American players because they're only released in Japan. Because they felt that some of them were not different enough from other ones that had been released here. And I like those because you can play games that you have never played before and you play an improved version of them, if you will, because you have extra stuff. So those I like.
Yeah, and plus, it gives you an insight as to who that guy is you played when you played Marvel versus Capcom. And half the cast are like, who are these people?
Yes, indeed. But if I played a lot of first-person shooter, which I don't, and they're making a remake, well, that can't be very interesting because you're playing the same level. Okay, the graphics are better, the musics are better, but it's still kind of the same level. Is that really that interesting? I don't think really, you know, it appeals to a lot of gamers. It's a remake of the game. It's the same game you played before. It's mm-hmm. just different. Well, you know, some variety is good too. Mm. That's what I look for in games, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that's where the sequel of the games is sort of almost better for that, where it's sort of like you can repeat the same game mechanics that are really popular, but sort of enrich it with a different story, with a different context, different stakes, and add stuff to it. Whereas a video game remake, theoretically, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Because, yeah, people are going to complain, you know, oh, well, if a power appeared in the third game of the series and you remake it and that power all of a sudden is in the first game and makes everything too easy, you know, it's not a real great remake because you're going to blow through the game and saying, what was the point of that?
Yeah. Which is not to say you can't tweak the gameplay just a little bit. Like, I always think of, like, if you're going to remake some of the early RPGs from the 8-bit era, I wouldn't mind them making the menu a little bit easier to navigate now that we have more buttons and all of that.
Yeah, I remember in certain menus and you did stuff by mistake and it's like, oh, why did I delete my armor all of a sudden now? What the hell happened here? And having your guy carry the sword wasn't enough. You had to equip it in addition to carrying it. I went through half of Final Fantasy with my characters punching monsters, and I got better equipment. I was like, why are they not doing more damage? Because I didn't know I had to go and equip the thing, because I didn't buy it with the manual. So, yeah, better menus are a good thing. Maybe walkthroughs as well. You had a little walkthrough at the beginning. That makes it nice.
A walkthrough?
Not a walkthrough, but a tutorial.
Okay.
A tutorial, I mean.
Yeah, those could be nice. And like, I keep thinking of Pokemon, which was one of the big games that I loved when I was pretty young, actually. I was still pretty young when that came out. And I used to sneak off bed and play that at night. My girlfriend would be so mad.
Oh, wow. You had your priorities straight.
It was the middle of the night. We were done.
And you gotta catch them all anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, that was exactly it. But like the amount of time I waste with just trying to navigate through the bloody Pokedex or just a menu to fight, and where I had like started arranging my Pokemons not in an efficient way to battle, but in a way where I would not have to push the joypad as often to go into a fight. Like I had just, cause I was just got bored with having to go doop, 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 pushing the button like 50-100 times.
Yeah.
It's like, if they make a Pokemon remake or even in the sequels, you know, like get rid of that, you know, streamline that bloody process.
Yeah, you know, change the abilities. So if your best ability is at the bottom, you can switch it to the top. So you don't have to, you know, down 3 times. Okay, do that. I can see how, you know, you can make it better that way, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they did with Tomb Raider, for example. They added some targeting systems that were not there in the original game when they added it. And some purists have been complaining about that, but to a certain degree, it's like, yeah, but it makes the game so much less annoying that, yeah. Come on.
I know, I've heard some purists that, you know, well, it should be hard because the original was hard, but we're not talking about a college degree here. We're talking about a game. It should be enjoyable.
Yeah, and there's hard because it's an intentional challenge in the spirit of the game, not hard because the joystick was crap back in the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If it's related to the limitation of the software or hardware, I don't think it should count as like, oh, you're betraying the spirit of the game. It's like, no, you're betraying the spirit of the crap console we had back then, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I guess we're in consensus that we actually kind of like the idea of bringing those remakes out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, depends on the game, again.
Like, yeah, obviously.
But yeah.
I'm not sure I want to see a port of Pong all that badly.
With different colored paddles, man. Pong in 3D.
Oh, that would be so hard. Yes. That would be insane. just Tetris 3D drives me absolutely bonkers. I find it super hard.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing about it, though, is I wonder how necessary it is. I think for story-based video games or atmosphere-based video games, like I'm thinking Silent Hill and all of that,
yeah.
Oh, by all means, do a remake. Because like every time the new graphics arrive for the next generation consoles, it's sort of pretty freaking sweet to be able to be immersed with higher production values.
Yeah.
Than, you know, Nintendo 64-type graphics or just PlayStation 1-type graphics, you know, like... Oh, this is really sad. The girl died in Final Fantasy VI, and it's like, but she looks like a bunch of balls and squares.
Final Fantasy VII.
Seven. I only played Final Fantasy I and Final Fantasy III Legends for the Game Boy, so.
Okay.
Somebody bought me Final Fantasy IX. I didn't even touch it.
Nice. But, yeah, I understand that, oh, you know, it's true that she died. It was apparently the first time a character died in a video game, a main character, which is complete nonsense. But that's another discussion for another time. But yeah, it was like a bunch of square pixels that, you know, you didn't get to play with anymore. It really didn't move me that much. And
yeah, with higher production value, though, since the storyline seems to be effective enough that it really got to people despite them being polygons.
Yeah.
Imagine that with the higher production values where she actually looks like, you know, an anime-type human being. That would be pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. For that specific one, the cat's kind of out of the bag. If you play a remake of Final Fantasy VII, sorry, you know she's going to die, so... Is it really,
Especially if you listen to the podcast. I probably should have put spoiler tags on that, but I'm so not used to playing video games.
Yeah. Well,
talking video games.
It's not that original. I don't get what people see in it. Okay, one of the main character dies. It happens in movies all the time. And we didn't mention which main character anyway. So we're fine.
Good point. let's take another example, though. In that case, like Silent Hill, which is a horror...
Yeah.
Game, which is all atmosphere and creepy atmosphere. Again, higher production values would make it so cool.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
Games that I couldn't even play with the lights turned off. I could see, yeah, that would be fun, you know. But, I mean, do you remake just the creepy atmosphere? Do you change the levels? What do you do exactly?
I think you should put the levels more or less the same and keep that third-person perspective instead of just making it one. Like, if you want to do the first-person perspective thing, make a sequel. I think the original Silent Hill was third-person, I think, wasn't it?
I'm getting confused with all those creepy ones, so it might be.
Yeah, I'm saying that, and as I'm saying it, I'm thinking I might be confusing it with Resident Evil, but whatever.
Yeah, it's been a while. They're kind of blending in my mind.
Yeah. But keep those perspective limitations, right? And all of that, because those were genuinely part of the game.
Yeah, I mean that's what made it creepy. You know, you couldn't see everywhere. So was it behind you? Was it, you know, what was happening? That's what made it really scary.
Yeah, it gave it a claustrophobia feel because you could not control the space.
Yeah.
So you want to keep that, and even though it's technically was made that way because of the limitation of the console, it was so integrated into the gameplay that I don't think you should touch that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So I can see the point for those, but it occurs to me that for other games, I see less and less the point, because there used to be a really good reason to make remakes of video games, is because, you know, with the next generation console, you know, even when they tried to make them backwards but compatible, it was only one generation before. So you could no longer play your SNES game when the GameCube came out
Yeah.
And all that. So it was only the previous generation that was covered. And that, even then, that's kind of recent. Like N64 did not cover S Nintendo. And GameCube did not cover N64. But now with the virtual consoles, that no longer becomes an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can play my SNES game by just downloading them on WiiWare.
It's true.
And the same with the Xbox. Like, I don't want gamers to go like, my god, he only speaks about Nintendo. You know, I'm aware the other consoles exist, you know?
Yeah. So, why make a remake when it's already available?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Make a sequel. If you like the way, for example, the original Zelda played, you know, make a game, make it play the same way, but make it different. Different levels, different map, different everything, and make it completely different.
I agree.
I mean, they did that for Mega Man. They came out with Mega Man 9 after they went all the way through Mega Man X, 1, 2, 3, and so forth. They realized that after Mega Man 8, there was a big hole there. So they just did Mega Man 9 the same way that it looked on the Nintendo, the same, well, I mean, that's not the same way it looked, but the same gameplay it used to have on Nintendo. And people love that game. And it's a sequel. It's not a remake of the first one. They just continued the sequel, even though they had gone to better graphics and a whole different feel to it. It just went back, and it was a success.
Yeah, it was an absolute. And they tried to do the same thing with Sonic, although that was not as much of a success.
Yeah, well, Sonic I never got, really.
Yeah, well, the thing that no one will admit about Sonic, because every time there's a new Sonic game, it was like, oh, that sucks. They never captured the spirit of the original games. It was like, no, they kind of did. It just sucked. You were just too young to know.
Yes.
If you try to play them today, they're pretty bad. Because I have them on port. Like, I have them on GameCube.
Yeah.
The ports of the original Genesis ones. And yeah, they're pretty bad.
Well, it was Genesis. We have to oppose Nintendo. And
man, Genesis does what Nintendo wants.
Ouch.
But, yeah, so on that note, if you have any questions, comments, want to share with us your favorite video game remakes or games that you'd love to see a remake of, you can write us at mail@idiomanic.com or post a comment right below the episode at idiomanic.com. If are you catching up through iTunes or Podomatic, please write us a review. Review. I haven't slept all night, so this is what happens.
Yeah, according to what you said to me, you slept early in the evening and then early in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much it. It's like it was a 3-hour block and a 2-hour block separated by 7 hours of... I gotta catch up on work. While watching poker at night.
Isn't Phil Hellmute awesome?
I don't know, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
I just needed moving lights to give me the impression that the world was still advancing. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah! Post a comment. We'd love some iTunes reviews. Until next time, everyone.
See you next time.